Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking to dispel the notion the U.S. has lost traction in its efforts to counter the Syrian regime because of Russian airstrikes that have been aimed at taking back territory from rebels. Kerry spoke at a Tuesday news conference following the multi-nation International Syria Support Group meeting. Kerry appeared slightly irritated by a question on whether the U.S. was losing the ability to exert pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime to fully comply with agreements. Frederica Mogherini is the High Representative for European Union Foreign Affairs.
Out of the group meeting today came a very strong call to all parties in Syria to come back to negotiations in Geneva for talks to enter into the work on the transition.
In the joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Kerry spelled out measures the ISSG had agreed on to help reduce violence and spur the delivery of humanitarian aid. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Tuesday, killing at least 68 people and injuring more than 100. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Shab in northern Baghdad, where officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which left at least 34 people dead and wounded at least 70. During the past week, Islamic State has claimed a wave of attacks in and around Baghdad that have killed more than 100 people. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders face off in two more Democratic state presidential nominating contests Tuesday in coal-producing Kentucky and Pacific Coastal Oregon. Pre-election surveys have been scant in both states, leaving analysts guessing whether Clinton can reverse recent setbacks against Sanders and move ever closer to clinching the Democratic presidential nomination. Clinton, seeking to become the first female U.S. president, holds a significant lead over Sanders in the race to claim a majority of delegates to the party's July national nominating convention. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. The positive tests came amid a recent retesting of 454 doping samples from the 2008 Beijing Olympics. IOC officials say they're also awaiting results from retesting of 250 samples from the 2012 Games in London. The main newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party has offered rare commentary about the 50th anniversary of the Cultural Revolution, stating the harm the decade-long upheaval caused was comprehensive and severe. The seemingly momentous anniversary was all but ignored and met with virtual silence from China's state-run media until an opinion piece was published one day after the anniversary on the People's Daily website. South Korean author Han Kang was awarded Britain's Man Booker International Prize for Fiction Monday for her novel The Vegetarian. She's the first South Korean to win the award. The Vegetarian, unanimously selected by a panel of five judges, tells the story of a woman who decides to give up eating meat and faces devastating consequences. Kang spoke about her work.
When I was writing The Vegetarian, I wanted to question about being human, and I wanted to describe a woman who desperately didn't want to belong to human race any longer.
Han Kang will split the $72,000 prize with her translator, Deborah Smith, who taught herself to read Korean just 3 years before. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.